Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Today my guest on Piano Jazz is the multi-talented singer-composer Janice Siegel. You can hear her solo or with the Manhattan Transfer. Either way, she's just wonderful. And Janice has brought along pianist Gil Goldstein.
And guess what? I think he's brought along his squeeze box. So maybe we can get him to play one or two things later.
Oh, great. And he's so good.
Yes, he's really one of the masters of that instrument.
We're just knocked out to have you and can't wait to hear you do one of your fabulous things, of which you have so many.
Well, we're gonna get you involved in a couple of them, I hope.
Yeah, I'd like to be. It's unusual for me to sit with folded hands, but I'm going to enjoy it, believe me. So what's this first one going to be?
Well, Gil and I did an album together a couple of years ago called Sketches of Broadway, and it was a jazz take on certain songs from the Broadway stage, both well-known and not so well-known. And this first one is by the great Stephen Sondheim.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's a formidable challenge. This is from Follies, the show Follies. And it's the story of Lucy and Jesse.
Okay.
Here's a little story that should make you cry about two unhappy dames. Let us call them Lucy X and Jesse Y, which are not their real names. Now, Lucy has the purity along with the unsurety that comes with being only 21. Jesse has maturity and plenty of security. Whatever you can do with them, she's done. Give them their advantages. You may ask why the two ladies have such grief. This is my belief in brief. Lucy is juicy, but terribly drab. Jesse is dressy, but cold as a slab. Lucy wants to be dressy, Jesse wants to be juicy. Lucy wants to be Jesse, and Jesse, Lucy. You see, Jesse is racy, but hard as a rock. Lucy is lacy, but dull as a smock. Jesse wants to be lacy, Lucy wants to be Jesse. That's the sorrowful pricey, it's very messy. Poor sad souls, itching to be switching roles. Lucy wants to do what Jesse does. Jesse wants to be what Lucy was. Lucy's a lassie, you pat on the head. Jesse is classy, but virtually dead. Lucy wants to be classy, Jesse wants to be lassie. If Lucy and Jesse could only combine, I could tell you someone who would finally be just fine. La da 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 da. Switching roles. Lucy wants to do what Jesse does. Jesse wants to be what Lucy was. Lucy's a lassie, you pat on the head. Jesse is classy, but virtually dead. Lucy wants to be classy. Jesse wants to be lassie. If Lucy and Jesse could only combine, I could tell you someone who would finally be just fine. Sidley doo da doo 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 do
that is some song. I mean, first of all, how do you find... Well, I saw you... You saw the show, I guess.
You know, I have to admit that I've never seen the show. But when we were researching tunes for the album Sketches of Broadway, I listened to everything I could get my hands on. And that piece in particular struck me as a kind of vocalese. I thought, if this is speeded up, it's almost the kind of wordplay that a John Hendricks might use.
Well, did you do it speeded up?
We sped up. I think the original version was more of a big band. Here's a little story that should make you cry. You know,
oh,
like
I
that.
See. But the way you did it was hard to sing, though, isn't it?
Well, I've had quite a bit of practice and rehearsal with John Hendricks lyrics in the Manhattan Transit, of that vocalese, you know.
That's right. And of course, you've been doing so much of everything for years. How old were you when you started singing?
Oh, about 12. I was 12 when I started professionally, not with the Manhattan Transfer. But I was in my, I was 20, 21 when I started with the Transfer. So it's, I can't even believe it. We're coming up to our 35th year together.
With the Transfer?
Mm-hmm.
I have this strange feeling. Did you start at the Carlisle?
Actually, that was one of our first gigs. Ahmet Ertegün from Atlantic Records arranged for us to, after our first album came out, to play at the Carlisle. We replaced Bobby Short while he was on vacation. And we brought downtown, uptown, because we were still pretty raw and unharnessed, shall
we
say.
The reason I brought that up was when you were doing that, I was just opening in the bar.
Of course, you were in Bemelman's bar. That's right, of course.
And I was probably in Bemelman's bar because they threw me out of Bobby's room because you were coming in there.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So that, but that created a new room. They bought me I went out and chose a piano. And I was in there for God knows how many years.
Yes, that's right.
And
well,
so I remember that so well, and poking my nose in to hear you guys.
It was pretty wild because Ahmet brought a lot of his friends in, and we had Mick Jagger coming in and David Bowie, and it was quite a wild scene at that time.
I would think so, with Mick Jagger. Well, back to Sondheim. I mean, and other songs, how do you choose songs?
Well, that's a great question. Every singer, I think, has a different method. For me, something has to hit me hard, and it's usually music first. Although the older I get, the more I'm involved with lyrics, the more it has to really mean something to me. And in earlier days, I was almost like Ella Fitzgerald in the sense that I would just pick a tune because I loved it musically, and it didn't matter if it was a novelty tune or a silly tune. If it was musically intriguing to me, I would pick it. Now it's got to have a little bit more going for it. So.
It's funny, I'm the same way. A lot of musicians are. They have to know the lyric to be able to play the tune properly.
Well, that's a very interesting point you bring up, Marianne, because to my mind, that's what separates a good accompanist from a great accompanist, is the knowledge of the lyric and the knowledge of the emotion of the tune. Because the piano essentially is a percussion instrument. You know, you could play a lot of notes and not have to breathe, but a piano player that breathes, I think, is essential to a singer.
Absolutely. So what kind of a song can you follow Sondheim with? I mean, that's quite of a...
I know. To start off with Sondheim?
Yeah.
That's kind of setting a very... high bar, isn't it?
Well, you set high bars. The bar gets higher, I think.
Yes, I'm just a small person, though. So, we're going to do a song that, in a way, is part of Gil and my history. We first met actually on a session for a wonderful trumpet player named Lou Soloff.
He is wonderful.
Yes, isn't he great? And this was an album he did for a label in Japan, and the tune that I picked to do on the session was a tune by Tad Dameron. Because of Louis being a trumpet player, I thought it would be a great tune for him to blow on. And we recorded it many years ago, but we've brought it in today to do This Is Whatever Possessed Me.
I can't wait to hear it.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
whatever possessed me came from the blue, drew me closer to you, and with an electrifying sweet surprise, I really knew that loving you to my toes, blessed me, and heaven knows whatever possessed me in its magic scheme. My life's a wondrous dream. Explain to me. Each midnight sky, whatever possessed me goes all the way. Love me, and need I say, whatever possessed me, darling, don't ignore. While you possess me more.
Boy, I'm so impressed. I don't know where you got that song. I've never heard it. It's just beautiful.
Isn't it gorgeous? I actually heard it on a Chet Baker album the first time.
Well, I've never heard any everyday jazz musician play that thing.
I don't know why.
It must be difficult or something. I've got to find out because I love that song. I've got to learn that.
Isn't it beautiful? The chords, the melody, the way the melody works with the chords, just
well,
beautiful.
Well, who wrote the lyric?
I don't know.
Maybe Chet.
I don't know.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to look it up. I have to go back to my vinyl. Always back to the vinyl.
Yeah,
check it out.
That's true. Well, I've got to have that one for myself at any rate.
All right. It's yours.
Well, there's much more music coming up with Janice Siegel. Gil Goldstein is sitting in with us on piano. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. On the web at pianojazz.npr.org. Right after you got started at 12, there was something. Laurel Canyon was a group. Was that your first group?
Yes. Well, actually, my very, very first group was called the Young Generation. And at age 12, we're Brooklyn girls, all of us.
Yeah.
It was a female trio. And we recorded. We made records. We were on the Red Bird label. And our producer was a guy, also another Brooklyn boy named Richard Perry, who went on to produce many, many wonderful records for the Pointer Sisters, Barbara Streisand, Diana Ross, and the Manhattan Transfer, spookily enough. So I met him when I was 12, and then I met him again when the Transfer worked with him.
Well, when did the Transfer start?
The Transfer started in 1972.
But you were... it's still going.
And it's still going, yes. We're coming up to our 35th year. Isn't that amazing?
It's fantastic. Well, are you like the leader? Do you say what songs will be sung and do all that stuff?
No, it's actually democracy in action.
Oh,
believe
really?
It or not, we are a microcosm of what the world could be like if we could all just get along. Four completely
There's
different...
There's a good song. There's a good song in the making.
Four completely different people. Two men and two women trying to live together, make music, be creative, and it's been working pretty well.
It sure has.
We still have a lot of fun. We really do. Because I think people just love to hear the sound of voices together in harmony.
And you must have to do a lot of listening.
Yes, absolutely. Well, to blend, I sing alto in the group, and in order to do that, I have to listen carefully to my part in the chord and balance myself with the melody and the other parts.
It's no easy task.
Well, I've always found it incredibly satisfying. At least I don't have to sing the tenor part, which is the worst part on the planet to sing, because it's like the leftover leftover notes.
Oh, goodness. Well, I hate to say let's have more singing, because I love talking to you, but how about another song?
It would be our pleasure. This is a tune that was written by my friend Lorraine Feather, who lives in Los
Angeles. My friend, too.
She's wonderful. And Eddie Arkin. And I was intrigued by this tune because it's about my hometown of Brooklyn, New York. And it's just a great swing piece with a wonderful lyric. So Gil and I are going to do this now for you.
Wonderful. What's it called?
It's called I Know the Way to Brooklyn.
That's a good title.
One, two, buckle my shoe.
sky, write a letter in the summer sky. And I sure don't know how to keep a guy, but I know the way to Brooklyn. I don't know how to build a boat or operate the buttons on the damn remote, but I've got one skill, a particular note. I know the way to Brooklyn. Booking out to Brooklyn on an early train, bringing my umbrella cause it might be rain. Time to hang a little with Amanda Jane. She's always lived in Brooklyn. Oh, I could say how to get to Spain, or help you find your way across the Ukraine. And flying to the moon would bend my brain, but I know the way to Brooklyn. I can't charm a snake or hold my booze. I'm lousy at debating my political views, but I can feel better anytime I choose. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't pretend to have a lot of style or grace. Can't play the ocarina or the upright bass, but I can always get to my favorite place. Gil, take me to my favorite place. Pillbox hat, but I can get to County Island just like that. My hair's an unbelievable catastrophe. Can't spell Tyrannosaurus for the life of me, but I know every stop along the IRT. Come on, Gil, try me. Just ask. You know, I don't know how to tell a joke or turn a clever phrase with uptown folk, but I can mend my heart whenever it's broke, 'cause I know the way, I know the way. I don't know the way to San Jose. I've never seen the birds in Bodega Bay. I got lost for days in downtown LA. I know the way to Brooklyn. Yeah, 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 yeah. I know the way to Brooklyn. Ooh, can't swing a bat, can't change a flat, can't scat. Be-de-ba-do-ba-do-do-ba-do-wee.
That was a very cute song.
Isn't it a cutie? Yeah, I really love it.
And you seem to have a knack of, like, learning them so fast. You don't spend hours learning the lyric, do you?
Well, this is the bane of singers, right? Remembering the lyrics. I find the better the song, the easier the lyric is to remember, because it flows. It just flows. And also, well, another trick I use is I remember key words in a phrase, and that usually leads me to the next phrase. But, you know, there are those horrible moments when you do go blank.
And what happens then? Do you sort of hum or?
Well, you can always scat. You can always improvise until you retain, get back on the track, as it were, jump back on the train.
Does this ever happen with the transfer?
Usually one of us will remember a lyric. And I know I've blanked out, for sure. Usually I can depend on one of my partners to have the thread going on. As a harmony singer, it's a different set of skills. To be in a group is a lot of compromise and blending and learning your part and learning arrangements in your head and remembering them. And as a soloist, you have a lot more emotional expression, and you choose your own tunes. You know, it's more personal. If you're a leader, it's a different.
And there's nobody
thing.
Around you to help out in any way.
True, it's a little scarier.
It's just you doing. whatever you do at yes. the time. Wow. So what's next?
Well, Marion, we'd like to do, Gil and I would like to do another song from Sketches of Broadway now. And Gil wrote a beautiful arrangement to this tune, which was in a musical called Do Re Mi. And it was made very, very popular, I think, by Tony Bennett. But it's written by the great Julie Stein and lyric by Comden Green. But we want you to hang with us, all right?
And I'd like to.
All right.
Believe me.
Please join us on Make Someone Happy.
It'll make me happy.
And me too.
Okay.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart, the heart you cling to. One smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it nears you, one if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Once you've found him, build your world around him. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you and you will be happy.
That's a really pretty tune.
Isn't it beautiful? And the sentiment is so, all will always be timely. I mean, it's so poignant.
But it's actually so nice the way you had it worked out for us, that it would be very quiet, sort of Satie-like.
Satie-like, yes, absolutely. It's it's one of those tunes that I sort of rediscovered when I reread the lyric. Now, this is a tune, for example, of a tune that got me for its lyric, because it's that whole, it's sort of that new age expression of you be the change that you want to see in the world, or, you know, learn to love one person before you can
love
everyone.
The world.
I don't know if I want to love everybody in the world, frankly.
I don't think so either.
Yes.
Oh, I'll be happy to have one.
Yes,
one will do it.
One is enough.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, there's more to come with this wonderful singer, Janice Siegel, and her pianist, Gil Goldstein. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. Well, how would you like to hear accordion and piano?
I can't think of anything I'd rather do right now.
Well, Gil and I have thought we might have a go at Prelude to a Kiss.
Beautiful, beautiful, Duke Ellington.
And we'll probably wing it. And who knows who will play the melody? We'll find out.
Well, I can't wait to hear that.
So here goes.
Thank you.
Marion and Gil, that was absolutely gorgeous. I was holding my breath in there. It was so beautiful and delicate. I love that piece by Ellington.
I do too, and it was fun playing it with Gil because we haven't played since he did the show a long time ago.
I think you've got a thing for accordion players.
No, I don't. I just have a thing for this accordion player. I have another kind of a thing for other accordion players.
It's
not good.
It's not good, yeah. It was absolutely beautiful.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. Well, I have this fantastic idea that I would love to ask you about, and that is, would you consent to sing a song with me playing? One of which is one I love a lot, Lotus Blossom.
Oh, well, that would be an absolute thrill. As it turns out, there is beautiful lyric to Lotus Blossom, and that makes the song called All Roads Lead Back to You.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I was able to get a bunch of Billy Strayhorn material and found this lyric in a pile of his tunes, and
what an amazing man he was.
Yes, wonderful, incredible composer, musician.
Well, let's do our
our homage.
That's what it'll be.
Could forget that our lips had ever met. I thought that a trip would give love the slip, but all roads lead back to I boarded a railroad train. I traveled around by plane. It's no good to fly, and all road maps lie, 'cause all roads lead back to when my plans fell through. Somehow sky roads, low or high roads, bring me closer to you. For there on my solo flight I thought of you day and night. No need to pretend I'm at journey's end, for all roads lead back to you.
Well, that's a really interesting lyric for Lotus Blossom. Kind of unknown.
I loved getting to hear it, and I loved getting to play it with you.
Well, that was a thrill for me. It was an absolute thrill. And one of my other favorite Strayhorn tunes is Something to Live For.
Yes, that's a great tune.
Yes. Isn't that wonderful?
And Blood Count, how about that one?
That's a great one, yeah. Lament for an Orchid.
I don't know that.
Fred Hirsch turned me on to that tune. I think he recorded it. Beautiful.
God, I've got to learn that. Well, I'm having a lot of fun here with Janice Siegel and her pianist, Gil Goldstein. We'll have more music in just a minute. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. I think it's about time you and Gil did something, isn't it? I'd love to sit here and hear you wail some terrific tune.
Well, I think we can arrange that. Maybe we can get Gil to put on his accordion.
Oh, that'll be nice.
That'll be nice. And I'd like to do something from my latest solo album, 1,000 Beautiful Things. And this is the title tune, which is written by Annie Lennox, 1,000 Beautiful Things, for your listening
Lovely.
Pleasure.
And I'll enjoy.
To breathe, the heart to beat, the eyes to see again, 1,000 beautiful things, and all the things that's been and done, the battles won, the good and the bad in everyone. This is mine to remember. So here I go again. I'll be singing by your window, picking up the pieces of what's left to find. Thank you. The world was meant for you and me to figure out our destiny. To live, to die, to breathe, to sleep, to try to make our life complete. Oh, so light me up like the sun, to cool me down with your close my eyes again, never close my eyes, never close, never close, never close, never close. Self is everywhere, shining forth from all beings. Faster than the vast, subtler than the most subtle, unreachable, yet nearer than breath, than heartbeat. He who finds it is free, 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 free. He who has found himself has found a thousand beautiful things. A thousand beautiful things, a thousand beautiful things.
That is some song. I don't know. I've heard more unusual songs today, and you pick them.
Well,
you
know, I thought
you've
carefully.
You've got to be a good picker, apart from the song itself.
I thought very carefully about today because I wanted to surprise you on certain things. And
you surprised the heck out of me and taught me a few lessons. When we're not through yet,
and we're not through. You ain't seen nothing yet.
No. I hope we can do this again sometime because you're a wonderful guest and you're a lot of fun.
Anytime. I just have to hop on the A train, which brings me to this suggestion. Why don't we end things up with a little bit of more Ellington?
Well, we should.
Yeah. And wait a minute. How about if we do I Ain't Got Nothing But the Blues? What do you say?
I'd say that's a great one.
All right, let's hit it.
Okay.
Ain't got the change of a nickel. Ain't got no bounce in my shoes. Ain't got no fancy to tickle. I ain't got nothing but the blues. I ain't got no coffee that's perking. Ain't got no winning salutes. Ain't got a dream that is working. I ain't got nothing but the blues. When trumpets flare up, I keep my hair up. You know that I just can't make it come down. Believe me, Pappy, my ever-loving baby. town ain't got no rest in my slumbers. Ain't got no feelings to bruise. Oh, I ain't got no telephone numbers. I ain't got nothing but the blues. I ain't got nothing.
Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland and her guest, Janice Siegel, with accompanist Gil Goldstein. Join us each week at this time as Piano Jazz brings you outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Dan Hoppler, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production manager David Lyon, executive producer Elaine Freeman. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There, you'll find a link to our free weekly preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, made in Sacile, Italy, on the web at fazioli.com. And from Jazz Times Magazine, since 1970, helping jazz fans get to know the music they love. available on newsstands and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz and NPR. Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and NPR contributors, which include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org, and the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture, poetryfoundation.org. This is NPR.